With KUNR News, I'm Michelle Billman. After the first couple of storms of the winter season, much of the eastern Sierra is at or above the historic median snow totals for this time of year. But areas in the Tahoe and Truckee basins are trailing behind. KUNR's Bree Zender has more.
At this time last year, the snowpack was dismal for large areas in the mountains. There was a lot of snow in the higher elevations, say above 8,000 feet or so. But even though this year's snowpack isn't robust, there still is some improvement. In fact, I had to strap my snowshoes on in order to comfortably walk in some of the lower elevations. Jeff Anderson from the Natural Resources Conservation Service is at a measuring station near the Mount Rose summit. Anderson says in this particular area, it's well below the historic median.
There's 30 inches of snow on the ground, and that snow contains almost 8 inches of water content. So if you were to melt all the snow down, you'd be standing in a puddle 8 inches deep. That's only 57% of the median amount for this date, so we're well below normal.
However, other areas like the Humboldt and Carson basins are both hitting right near the median. But what's different from recent years, Anderson says, is that the snow coverage is much more spread out throughout the mountain range.
What that shows us is that our lower elevation sites, kind of between maybe 7,000 and 8,000 feet, which is a prime water producing zone, those sites do have snow on the ground, whereas they haven't in other years because we've had these big warm storms.
As for area reservoirs, there's still a lot of storage from the 2016-2017 winter season, which brought record-breaking snow and rain totals. The biggest, Lake Tahoe, is currently sitting at just over 60% capacity. Anderson says the service is hoping for additional winter storms to refill the storage, though it's just too soon to tell what it's going to look like for the spring. Bree Zender, KUNR News.